Okay, I'm here with Dr. Nick Rattenbury, who is part of a team of astronomers who have recently discovered a new planet.
Hi there.
Hi. So, Nick, this is all very exciting. Can you tell us a few facts about this planet?
Well, yes, it is very exciting, and the simple facts about this planet is that it is a very light planet. It's a very low-mass planet. It is about 5.5 times the mass of the Earth, and it orbits its parent sun, its star, at about 2.6 astronomical units. And an astronomical unit, one astronomical unit, is the distance from the sun to our Earth. So it's a small planet, 5.5 Earth mass at about 2.6 astronomical units. The new planetary system, okay, the star and the planet are about 6.6 thousand parsecs away. Now that turns into around about 20,000 light years away. So it's quite some distance away.
Okay, thank you. So how do you go about finding these new planets?
The technique that we use is a technique called gravitational microlensing. So it sounds like an awfully difficult subject, but it isn't. A simple result from Einstein's theory of gravity is that heavy objects like a star or a planet will bend light. So light from a background object will get bent by the gravity of an intervening foreground object. So in the case of our research, if you're looking at a star and another star happens to be almost exactly in line with that background star, the light from the background star will be bent around the foreground star, which we call the lens star, in a way exactly like an optical lens.
Mm-hmm.
So the light from the background star gets bent by the lens star to us here at Earth. What we see is the background star appears to get brighter. So it's very similar to taking a magnifying glass and moving it between your eye and, let's say, a street lamp outside on the street. If you move that lens between you and the background lamp, you see the background lamp start to get brighter and then dimmer as you move the lens away. So that's the basic technique of gravitational microlensing.
Okay, so how do you use that to find planets?
How do we use it to find planets? Well, in this case, if you have a star and a planet acting as the lens, that's the object between you and the background star, if that lens object, that lens system, is actually a star and a planet, what you see is a little blip, a little glitch, let's say, in the very smooth light amplification of the background source star. It's like having a scratch or a little chip cut out of your optical lens as you move it between your eye and the background street lamp. You see an extra spike of light as the lens star and planet moves between you and the background source star. So we're looking for that very sharp little increase in light, and that's due to the planet.
I see. So from this little blip, you can tell lots of things about the planet.
That's right. We can tell how heavy the planet is with respect to the lens star. We can also tell how far away the planet is from its host star. So those are the two main things that we learn about the planet in gravitational lensing.
Okay. Now, most of the extrasolar planets I've heard about have been more like the size of Jupiter or even bigger. I suppose this is just because bigger planets are easier to detect?
In this case, yes. The planets which were first discovered were discovered using a different technique called radial velocity technique. And the way that works is that if you look at a star which has a planet going around the star, if the planetary system is edge-on to us, the planet's gravity is pulling its host star backwards and forwards in a very regular manner. As the planet goes around the star, sometimes the planet will be pulling the star towards us, and sometimes the planet will be pulling the star away from us. And if we take a very close look at the light from that star, we can tell how fast that star is being pulled away and towards us, and that tells us how heavy the planet is going around that star. Now, that technique is only sensitive to large planets, planets like Jupiter or even heavier, as you say. However, the technique through which this latest discovery was made is sensitive to even lighter planets, planets getting close to the mass of the Earth.
Are most of the extrasolar planets more like the one that you've just found, or more like the heavy Jupiter mass planets?
Most of the planets that have been found so far are most like Jupiter. They're big, heavy, gas-like planets which orbit close to their host star. The planet that we've discovered is small, it's light, and it orbits quite some distance away from its host star. So we're looking at very different planetary systems.
So is this new planetary system more the norm for all systems in the universe?
We don't know. Are most planets like Jupiter, or are most planets like the Earth? We don't know. Does it depend on the stars that we're looking at? We don't know. That's what we're trying to aim to answer.
So this new planet that you found, is it the kind of planet that might support life? Is that where we should be looking?
This little planet, no, unfortunately not. Because it is orbiting a very low-mass star, it's a star which we call an M-dwarf. An M-dwarf star, it's smaller, it's dimmer, and it's colder than our own sun. And there is a region around most stars where you could have a planet which has a solid rocky surface, similar to our Earth, which has a temperature which you could have liquid water. We believe that liquid water is absolutely necessary for harboring life. So this region around stars where you can have a stable, rocky planet with liquid water on the surface is called the habitable zone. Now, unfortunately, the planet that we've discovered through gravitational microlensing is not in the habitable zone. And this is because the star it orbits is an M-dwarf star. It's cold, it's dim. So the habitable zone is quite close to the lens star, this M-dwarf. The planet we've discovered is about 3 astronomical units away from the M-dwarf star. It's almost 3 times further away from its host star than the Earth is away from the Sun. So the planet is likely to be very cold indeed. In fact, people estimate the temperature to be around about minus 220 degrees. So very cold indeed. Completely frozen surface.
So not the kind of place anyone's going to be
living. Not the kind of place you want to spend your holidays, no.
Okay then. Well, thank you very much, Nick.
You're welcome.